Right, a guten Erev Shabbos. So, yeah, Parsha Shemois over here. I want to talk a little bit about a little current events again. You know, we have the state of Indiana. The great state of Indiana is going, it was in the news recently, that they're going to be introducing a bill that's going to allow a dignity of death bill, meaning that they're going to be allowed to allow people to kill patients who are terminally ill. So we no longer call it assisted suicide. Assisted suicide is a bad word because it sounds like suicide, it sounds like murder. Instead, we're going to call it physician-assisted death. And that's the way we're going to be referring to it, because otherwise, of course, we're not going to allow suicide. So we're talking about people who are terminally ill, people who are in real pain. They're in such pain that we're even going to allow them to have marijuana and things like that. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to end their life. And the question is, of course, is this, you know, what's the Jewish hashkafa on this? What is the Torah hashkafa on this? So I'll tell you something that happened in this week's parasha. In this week's parasha, we have three advisors to Paray to deal with the Jewish problem. This Jewish problem was not something that was invented in Germany. This is an old, old problem, the Jewish problem. And Paray had three advisors whom he called to discuss the Jewish problem. We had Yisrael. Yisrael refused to partake in the discussion and he ran away. And for that, the Chazal say that he was rewarded with that his children and his grandchildren, obviously his son-in-law was Moshe Rabbeinu, his grandchildren got to sit on the Sanhedrin. So that was Yisrael's reward. Then you have Bilam. Bilam, in classic fashion, said, let's kill them. And as a punishment for such advice, Bilam himself was eventually put to death by Klal Yisrael. And the third person was Eiv. This Medrash held that Eiv lived during the times of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. And Eiv goes ahead, and we have to say that Eiv stays silent. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't run away with Yisrael. He doesn't join on Bilam's bandwagon. So he just stays silent. And because of that, Chazal say that he was got a life of Yisurim, a life of punishments. And Eiv's punishments included ruining his entire family. And it included losing all of his possessions. He was a very wealthy man. He lost all of his money. And he had such painful afflictions, physical afflictions. It says that the Malach HaMavis had to go ahead and give him a physical afflictions to the point of death. And it was a very, very hard thing for him to do because he brought him to the point of death, but not beyond. So he was doing his best to give him as much physical pain as he could without actually killing him. So Eiv underwent, whenever we refer to somebody's crazy Yisurim, we call him like a Yisurim of Job. It was Yisurim on the biblical, in the biblical sense of the word. And all because he stayed quiet. So now I have a question for you. Who's better off? Is Bilam better off? Or was Eiv better off? Bilam had a great life. And his life, when it finally ended, was a short, quick, swift swing of the sword. And it was over. Yet Eiv had years of pain and suffering. And not only, physical suffering, but not only that. He also had emotional suffering. He lost his family, lost his money. Why? And who was better off? Don't you think that the person who said that he would advise to go ahead and give... don't you think the person who he advised to kill the person, don't you think he should be getting the one with the torture to death and not Eiv? Well, the answer is, my friend, because we don't understand what this world is all about. And we have to keep reminding ourselves, this world is not real. And the reason why we have to keep reminding ourselves about that is because it looks so real to us. And it's a constant thing that it fools us again and again and again. This world is not real. The real world is the next world. Everything we're doing on this world is just dictating how our next world is going to look. But the reality is the next world is the real world, and this world is just a fake world. So now we can approach this question again. Is it really so bad to suffer on this world? Let me give you a muscle. Imagine you have a person who, when right now he's 30, 40 years old, But when he was 15 years old, he had a root canal. And that root canal was really painful. He remembers it was like 3 days of pain. Think back. Imagine when you had a root canal right now. Imagine you had a root canal when you were 15 years old. Or remember any type of pain when you were 15 years old. Looking back, there's absolutely no remnants of that pain now. Now imagine I tell you that, guess what? That dentist that you had when you were 15 years old, that dentist is now being sued, class action lawsuit. He should have found that root canal. A whole bunch of people are getting major money from the malpractice suit against him. And your root canal is going under that rubric. You are going to be getting money. For every hour of pain that you were under in when you were 15 years old, you are going to be getting $1 million. You know, they say about Sheldon Adelson, when he was in 2003, he made over $21 million between 2003 and 2004. Forbes estimated that he made $1 million an hour over those years. That's insane to think about. But you know what? He outdid himself. Because in 2016, he made $21 billion with a B in 2 days. That's insane. But you know what that means? That means every hour that you're living, you're making another $500 million over 2 days. It's a crazy thought to think about. You go to a Daf Yomi, sure, you come out $1 billion richer. So imagine we say for every hour that you were that you were undergoing pain, then you're getting $1 million. Now, don't you think that looking back, you're like, well, that's amazing. Of course, I would want to. Imagine, we say, listen, if you can add on an extra hour of pain to that 15-year-old boy, would you do it? Like, of course. Because I know when he's 35, he's going to be making an extra $1 million for it. So yeah, give him the Novocaine just 1 hour later. Let him have another $1 billion. Give him another $1 million. We have to understand that every single hour that we are on this world, we are getting mitzvahs. Right now, you're getting 6 mitzvahs because there's 6 mitzvahs. But you know what? You're getting way more than that. Because right now, nobody's eating Gid HaNasha. Not one of you here is eating Gid HaNasha. Nobody is going ahead and being on the Har Bayis when he's Tameh. Nobody is doing any of these things that are improper. There's 365 lavan that a lot of us have could possibly do if we wanted to do it. If you wanted to drink blood right now, it's not hard to do. So you're getting a mitzvah for not doing it. You're right. Certain things, if a person doesn't have a mother-in-law, he can't be getting reward for those type of mitzvahs. But he's still getting mitzvahs for every second. Anybody who's in the Shabbos speech is getting a mitzvah right now for sitting here. And then there's that's a mitzvah for Talmud Torah. You're getting millions and billions of dollars. Hashem is like, okay, 1 second. You were on the world from 1979 until today. When you never drank blood, here's a check for that minute, for that minute, for that minute. He's writing out checks every second for not drinking blood, for not going the Har Bayis, for loving Hashem. All the 6 mitzvahs, even if you have a kid with a guy who has ALS, he can't move not 1 ounce of his body. So he's not getting reward for not drinking blood because that's not in his power anymore. But you know what he is getting a reward for? For loving Hashem, for not thinking about women, not thinking about Avodah Zarah, for believing in Hashem as Hashem Echad. All these things you do with your heart. You don't have to do it with your body. So for every second that he's on this world, Hashem is writing him a check, writing him a check, writing him a check. Now imagine you're going to go ahead and put that person out of his misery. A little physical, that's like giving the kid Novocaine when he's 15 years old and ending that pain. You want to end his pain? When he's 35 years old, he's going to be looking back and saying, you just lost me millions of dollars because you gave me the Novocaine early. I don't want to get out of this pain, and that's why we consider Kevorkian a murderer. Because he takes people out of this world, a place where they are getting paid for every single second. Every single second that you're on this world, you're getting paid for. And yet, you're looking back at it years later, and you're going to be like, wow, if only I had more of that. And you know, that's why we do put dogs out of their misery. If a person has a dog, and he's in pain, we don't say, hey, because he's not going to Olam Haba. So therefore, there's no reason not to go. I understand the logic. The logic is, listen, it's a terminally ill person. He only has another couple days to live, and it's full of pain. So you may as well let him go, okay? But not if that pain means something. By a dog, it doesn't mean anything, so let him go. And in fact, there are things that are more important than life. There's a sugyas in the Gemara. If a person is overcome by lust, and he knows that he's not going to be able to survive, is he allowed to commit suicide? And according to many poskim, it's permitted. What's the pshat? Because there are certain things that are more important than this world. You're right. If you're going to be losing your next world, then it's kedai to go ahead and end this world. But if all it is saving pain, that's not a reason not to do anything. So that's the message that we have to go ahead and take. And this is the pshat also why in Parshas Kisavei, it says, Hashem says, you know why there's all these punishments happening? Because you don't serve Hashem b'simcha. I'm not serving you b'simcha. What exactly do you want me to do? I'm just not b'simcha. The answer is you're not b'simcha because you don't realize how every single second it means something on this world. If you're on this world, and every single second you're here, you're gaining a millions and billions of dollars. Right now, the Powerball is holding by $250 million. Imagine you win the Powerball, you're on your way home, and a guy cuts you off in traffic. Who cares? Nobody's thinking about it. A guy cut me off in traffic, I am $250 million richer. And I feel bad always giving these mishalim about money and everything like that, because we always talk about how bad money is. But at the end of the day, these are just mishalim and things that talk to us. We're $250 million richer. You think I care that you cut me off, man? I don't care. And therefore, we have to realize that's what we're serving Hashem with. Every single second, there's so much to gain. And we're going to be thanking Hashem in a couple. We're going to be thanking Hashem when we finally get there about how all these things mean something to us. So of course, we don't put people out of misery. That's the pshat why Eve got the better deal. Eve got a much better deal than Bilam. Bilam, boom, the end came. That was the it. That's the end. Eve got to, he was able to serve Hashem through pain, whether it was Yisurim Shel Ahava, whether it was a whole, you know, there's a whole study on what Pshat and Eve was, whether it was Yisurim Shel Ahava, whether it was Yisurim of Kapara, whatever it was, but he was on this world earning big time for the next world. And therefore, that's the lesson we should take from Eve in this situation. It's and the lesson against voting for these physician-assisted deaths. We don't vote for those type of things, because it is completely against our hashkafa. Have a great Shabbos. Let's continue shteiging to Hashem with simcha. And we should all have great, pain-free, but meaningful lives. Have a great Shabbos.